Did you know that you can get a student visa for vocational studies in the United States of America? Yes, you can. It's called the M1 visa. This is Assorted Immigrant Stories Podcast. My name is Zenith Mwangahamambamalao, and I am your host. And for those of you that are stopping by for the very first time, this is a podcast about immigrant journeys, the things I and others wish we knew. We have interviews and share conversations with immigrants from diverse backgrounds and countries as they share their own immigration stories. We explore struggles, triumphs, and cultural adjustments. We discuss identity, belonging, and community. And we also highlight successes and contributions to both American society and back home, and that's wherever home might be. We also review some books that touch on the immigrant story. So don't forget to rate and review, like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Assorted Immigrant Stories. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about the M1 visa. Did you know that you can get a student visa for vocational studies in the United States of America? Yes, you can. It's called the M1 visa. M as in Mary, M1 visa. So today, that is what I'll be talking about. We'll talk about what the M1 visa is, what studies fall under the M1 visa, and what the process is like to get the visa itself. So the M1 visa is for those who'd like to take courses in things such as aviation. Let's say you want an aviation certificate, LPN or LVN. That's licensed practical nursing. That's what we call it here in Maryland, for example. In California, they call it LVN, which is licensed vocational nursing. It's usually like a one-year program. Cooking, photography, mechanics, cosmetology, plumbing, things of that nature, all those courses would fall under the M1 visa. They're short courses, 6 months, 1 year, and you typically find these courses at a community college or a junior college. It's the same thing. They call it junior college here, but it is a community college. And the process for applying for an M1 visa is just like the F1 visa, which I covered in the last episode, but I will go over it here in case there are people listening to this for the very first time. So you will still first apply to a school that is certified by the SEVP, which is the Student and Exchange Visitors Program, because then that will then grant you an I-20. And once you've received the I-20, you go through the process of submitting a DS-160 form online. And I believe the fee is $185. You'd pay the visa fee. You pay the service fee, which is $200, I believe. And you will then schedule for your interview. The documentation you will need is the same. You will need to show strong ties, intent to go back once your studies have completed, financial proficiency. This is in form of bank statements or whatever organization might be sponsoring you. They'll provide bank statements and things of that nature. So once you've gone through that process and your visa has been granted, you would then come to the United States to start your studies. And yes, you can bring your dependents as well. They would get what is called the M2 visa. They are not eligible to work, but children are allowed to go to school on the M2 visa. Just like the F1 visa, the M1 visa can also be extended, but there are certain circumstances that that should have happened for the extension to be granted. So, for example, if you had a medical delay, then you'd then be granted that extension, because the maximum time allowed to complete your studies is 3 years. But given a certain set of circumstances, then yes, you'd be granted an extension beyond those 3 years. But if the delay was due to probation or suspension, then it will not be permitted. And all dependents would be issued a service form I-20 issued by the institution, just like the way it is with the F-1 student visa. And like many visas, there are no maximum number of M-1 visas that can be issued. There's no limit. So when it comes to employment, you may only work in temporary employment for practical training after completing your course of study. The employment must be recommended for practical training purposes and must be related to the course of study, and also must not be training that is available in your country of residence. And before your program ends, about 90 days before it ends, you would apply for documentation so that you're able to work. And this is, it's called Form I-765. I know immigration has so many forms and they have so many numbers. It's very hard to keep up. And employment authorization will be granted for 1 month for each 4 months of full-time study completed. Employment authorization will not be granted for more than 6 months. So when it comes to adjusting status, the M1 visa is also a single intent visa, meaning you cannot be coming to the United States on an M1 visa with the intention of changing to another status. But things do happen. Life happens. And because life is unpredictable, there are just certain circumstances in which your status could change under the M1 visa. So you cannot adjust from M to F, but it's possible to adjust from M visa to the H1B or the O1 visa. It can be very difficult, but it is possible. And again, some people find love. They get married. And if you get married, it means you'd get a green card and your status will change that way as well. And also, if you have $500,000 to pump into the U.S. economy. But again, that's a lot of money. But there are people out there with that kind of money. So that's another way. So when it comes to transferring, when you're on an F1 student visa, you can transfer to any institution at any time. And remember, this is like community college, four-year college, you know, and you're doing like whatever, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's, PhD. This is all under F1. For the M1 visa, you can only transfer during the first 6 months. After the 6 months, you're not allowed to transfer. So just something to keep in mind. You can find all this information on uscis.gov. uscis.gov. So that is all I have for you on the M1 visa. Be sure to follow me at Assorted Immigrant Stories Pod on IG, Africans Thriving in America on Facebook. And until the next episode, you do take care.